I still think there will be some people who will hear us talk and they're like, okay, this is great, making scientists, you know, giving young black men and young black women an excitement about science and the tools to actually become world-famous scientists. But that's not what we're worried about here in Baltimore. We've got kids who have no prospects, kids who have no hope. What does this have to do with that?
Sure. First of all, there are, I see children in the schools, in the city schools, who do want to be scientists, or who are intrigued by the notion. There are kids who come to our campus who are fascinated by the idea of engineering and math. And so I don't want us to lump children together and say, oh my God, they're poor, so they have no hope. No, I would say no, they have challenges, yes, but we need to be bringing those children to campuses. We need to show them the possibilities. This is the whole point of the book, Holding Fast to Dreams. We want to have them to dream about the possibilities. I don't want children thinking the only thing they can do is to become a professional basketball player or a football player. I want them to know that, yes, they could be a nurse or a doctor, or they can be an artist, you see. You know, it's not just about science. It's about dreaming about following your passion and becoming good at a lot of things. And the more adults children have in their lives who show them the connection between childhood and adulthood and about why they decided to do whatever they do, the more the kid can think, well, maybe I could do that if we give them the attention and the support. I will say it again. If you teach a child to read, you can never take it from her. If you ask me what it takes to become good in math, I start with reading and thinking, and then I can add the math with that, you see? And so what I would say, what are we doing when we're working with children? I'm not talking from the book now. I'm talking from we supervise these children 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, hundreds of little boys, mainly little boys of color. And what I see as I see my staff members working with them is the longer we have them, the more time we can spend with those children, the more hope there is. There is the point that children need attention and support, and families need coaching and support to know what they can do to help their children succeed. We should not just lump them together and say, oh, poor them, no hope. No, there are too many grandmamas and others and mothers and sometimes fathers who really want to do the right thing. They need to be shown a way out of that poverty. And I don't care what anybody says, some level of education will be critical. Show me anybody in America who's not from a super rich family who has been able to succeed without an education. We've got to give people the skills they need and the values, yes, in order to move them out of poverty. And the book is about just that. It's about what is it takes for people to hold fast to dreams and to reach their dreams. It's about education. So whether it's about college or about high school or about the skills development or about jobs, it's the same stuff. You know, it's how can somebody take care of a family if the person doesn't have the skills to get a job and the values to hold the job? So church and spirituality and faith, as old-fashioned as those things sound, most of the people I see on our campus, all those things come in. I'll see people of all races who are both in science or arts and religion so often. And people may not want to talk about it, and I'm not trying to push it on people, but when I see successful students, somebody's giving them old-fashioned values so often. And I say to myself, wow, it's the same thing I got as a child.